Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What is behind the indictment against the Trump Organization and its CFO? I'd like to explore this a little bit today in this program. And first, I'd like to quote from left liberal media outlets how they cover the situation, and then I will quote from some conservative outlets. So to begin with, let's start with the Huffington Post. The Huffington Post wrote on July 1. The Trump Organization and its chief financial officer were charged Thursday with engaging in a money-making scheme to defraud city, state, and federal tax authorities. The charges against the company and its CFO, Alan Weisselberg, who was led into the court in handcuffs, include scheme conspiracy, grand larceny, criminal tax fraud, and falsifying business records. Both parties pleaded not guilty on all charges. New York District Attorney Cyrus Vance has said Trump will remain a focus of the prosecutor's investigation, adding that the work continues. The DA's office has been investigating Trump's business for the past 2 years for various financial misdeeds, including falsifying business records, insurance fraud, and tax fraud. So that sounds pretty grim and serious. Well, it's not really what reality pictures. In fact, let me just say that New York has sued Trump, I believe, about 70 times, has not been successful once. Now, the left liberal Guardian, an English paper, wrote on July 1, on the surface, the indictment may seem relatively minor, so they admit that, and narrow in scope. However, experts believe this could just be the beginning. It's a common tactic among prosecutors to start small and work up to bigger fish to fry. It is likely that is what's going on here. Prosecutors will be hoping to lay these charges at Weisselberg's door in order to get his cooperation on other investigations against Trump himself, is the thought. As New York Attorney General Letitia James said, this investigation will continue. Now notice how this left-liberal article continues to point things out. This is a dangerous turf for America. Trump has railed against those investigating him. Given his firm grip on the Republican Party, his millions of followers, and the extremist rhetoric Trump uses, this is a worrying moment for America's system of governance, pitting a former president against the justice system. In that regard, the deep and troubling significance of what looks like a small set of tax charges cannot be overestimated, the article states. Now, Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz is by no means a conservative. He is a liberal, he is a Democrat. But notice what he said on July 1. They don't generally go after people criminally for tax violations that even the IRS apparently has not gone after them for. In these situations, the IRS usually sends a person accused a letter ordering them to pay their taxes, and it's rare that you get criminal prosecution for this kind of thing. At any rate, he says, Vance's goal is obviously to try to flip Weisselberg to get him to turn against Trump, the ultimate target of any of these prosecutors, he said. Now, to continue, let me read to you from an article which was published by the New York Post editorial board. Of course, they are a conservative paper. That's what they wrote. It's a travesty, not a triumph. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance's long-running investigation with New York Attorney General Letitia James into the Trump Organization just produced indictments for minor offenses that almost never bring criminal charges. But this is Donald Trump, so normal standards did not apply. The company's chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, walked in on his own, yet The prosecutors made a show of handcuffing him and walking him down a hall crowded with reporters. Vance acquired years of Trump Organization tax records, yet all he has found is an alleged failure to pay proper taxes on corporate perks, like cars, tuition, and apartments. Any other company, and it is a civil suit, an audit, perhaps a hefty fine. And let me just add that many have said all big companies do exactly the same, what the Trump Organization allegedly did do. The article goes on to say, if Vance had any evidence suggesting serious fraud, he would have included them, in other words, those charges, already. We have seen the nation grow ever more partisan in recent decades. But this is a new frontier. Offices like the Attorney General of New York and District Attorney of Manhattan have become inquisitions, trying to mete out the revenge Nancy Pelosi could not. It is appalling and will only backfire on them. And then the New York Post also published another article on July 1 saying this, rebuking trumped-up charges against Trump Organization CFO Ellen Weisselberg on Thursday, columnist and Harvard Law School graduate Dan McLaughlin called the Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance move a familiar sight in banana republics. This stage-managed political show trial for situations like this, rarely prosecuted, will set a bad precedent in American law and politics, he added. Ultimately, any political motivation in getting to former President Donald Trump might backfire and have the opposite result, he concluded. Now, Fox News wrote a somewhat different article. It was more like in the middle, if you please, if you look at it from the left side or the right side. But nevertheless, they also had this to say. The limited nature of the indictment will fuel accusations by Trump and his allies that the prosecution is purely political. Vance is a Democrat, and so is State Attorney General Letitia James, who won election vowing to go after Trump. Well, I could go on. I could go on showing you the total different approach when it comes to covering matters pertaining to Donald Trump, depending on whether you are on the left or on the right. I think that will suffice, however, for the moment. Now, it has been said by some commentaries and some commentators that this new development might have been actually the decisive moment for Trump, that it is empowering Trump, emboldening him, and that he has now decided to run in 2024. Now, that's what he strongly indicated during a town hall meeting after he visited the American-Mexican border. When he was asked, have you made up your mind as to what you are going to do in 2024? And his answer was, yes, I have. So we will have to wait and see. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.